As we told you a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency ruled against a waiver of the renewable fuel standard, saying they found no evidence to support severe economic harm despite the drought, which has created hardship in some sectors of the economy, particularly for livestock producers. Now, we also talked recently on how U.S. corn supplies should be tighter by the end of this new marketing year than they were this past year. But looking at both of those facts, some could worry that ethanol production might cause even more issues. But one analyst is saying use of corn to make ethanol is already heading down. Jerry Norton, USDA grain analyst, said corn use for ethanol will be down about a half a billion bushels next year as the decline is happening regardless of the standard.
It's really about the economics of producing ethanol. Margins for ethanol producers with high corn prices have been pretty negative. We've seen some significant issues related to declining gasoline consumption in the U.S., which is limiting the market for E10 blends.
Norton expects corn use for ethanol this year to be at 5 billion bushels, while next year it should only be about 4.5 billion bushels.
The market already had slowed down the production of ethanol this summer, and it has fallen significantly since what we were looking at back in the spring months, because just of the negative economics of producing ethanol at this point and the weakening demand for ethanol.
So while some are disappointed that EPA did not grant a waiver of the RFS, the use of corn for ethanol production is expected to still be down next year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.